Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Was That In Good Taste? We got an action-packed podcast for you today, and I am super excited to get right into it because this episode is for the birds.
Caw!
And by that, we mean this is just an homage to our feathered friends of the skies, ground, and ocean. Remember, before we get into all of that details and all the fun little bird facts that we're going to be talking about today, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. And let's just jump into it. Oh, wait, we have to introduce ourselves. My bad. My name is Chandler Phillips, and with me, as always, is fellow bird enthusiast and co-host of the show,
James Beery, as they call me, bird snappicus, take a picture us.
And that's actually Latin for the birders beware.
Oh, how you doing, Chandler? Well, I can't believe we're doing birds, finally. You've been super excited, and as you can see from all the gear here,
you're ready to go birding.
Hold on, the cap is off. People, somebody can be like, oh, you don't actually know how to.
Do you actually bird?
The answer is no. I don't actually bird. And so,
but
before we actually get birding, we got to get nice and liquored up. Because I don't know about you, but every time I've gone birding, the birds are drunk. And I got there and I wasn't caught up.
Oh, they showed up and they're like, hey, where's it? You know, fun little fact, some birds actually do prefer to eat the overripe and slightly fermented berries and fruits from trees in order to catch a bird buzz.
You're wildin'. They getting bird buzzed?
They are getting bird blitzed.
Oh my God. I'm going to hang out with them.
They are soaring high. But yeah, so today's drink is an homage to birds. It's brought to us again by liquor.com. This one was written by Kevin Gray. And what is this? Dates back to the 1970s and was originally crafted by a Jeffrey Ong of the Hotel Kalua Lumpur Hilton of their bar, the Aviary Bar.
It's so one Aviary Bar.
Right, that's a bird thing.
That's also one of the most well known bars in the world. And you ever noticed that all these cocktails come out of fancy hotels?
Yeah,
you noticed that, right?
I mean, they got the backing to like to, cause you can, a hotel bar, I feel like, has a very significant budget. Like they can do a lot of fun stuff with a hotel bar that like a bar just kind of flying solo doesn't get to do as much because they kind of got to stick to what they know. Whereas a hotel bar can get a lot more inventive, a lot more experimental because they got a whole hotel. Like the bar's not going to close down unless the hotel closes down.
It's really hard to fly solo.
You're telling me. That's why we got the Jungle Bird cocktail today. James, you wanna go through some of the stuff that you put in this?
Got you. So Jungle Bird is a tropical drink. We used to call them tiki drinks. We had this conversation a while ago. People don't prefer if you call it that. So we have here a tropical drink that is comprised of a dark rum. Originally, it was just any kind of dark rum, though it's traditionally kind of become a Jamaican rum. We're just doing, what was the name of that rum again?
Florida Cognac 4-Year.
Yeah, the Florida Cognac 4-Year, as well as lime juice, pineapple juice, demerara.
And then the piece de resistance.
The cherry?
No, the thing that makes it this color.
Oh, the Campari.
Exactly.
I'm the one who loves the Campari. I'm the one who loves Campari. And yet, I just, for some reason, it slipped out of my mind. That's actually why I was really excited when you showed me this drink. I was like, one, it has a little piece of pineapple, which I think looks kind of like a bird, right?
It does kind of look very beakish.
What is this called again? The cochlea? Like on a rooster? A coake? What is that?
Well, so what you're referring to is a cloaca.
Yeah, cloaca.
That isn't the thing on top of the head. The cloaca.
That's this part.
No, that's the gizzard. It's a good thing we have. No, real quick.
Hold on.
The cloaca.
We're so excited about birds.
Is the singular hole through which all birds excrete all of their things out of.
I did know that.
The cloaca.
I did know that.
Both the. The anus and the urethra.
Sounds like a good time to me.
And the oviduct. It's
a one-stop shop.
But it is.
If you got any kink, one hole.
What? Well, so we're going to get into a lot of bird fun facts, but one of them is going to be bird reproduction. And that's why we really needed a strong...
Oh, it smacked me in the face. I'm here for it. It looks pretty.
I'm kind of bummed that the creators of this drink didn't take the chance to call it the cockatiel cocktail. But, you know, more power to them. It's a pun that's right there.
I'm not listening to him right now because this drink is delicious.
It is so fantastic. Oh, tell me what your thoughts, feelings, and opinions on this drink
are. Oh, my God. You know me. You know that I love a tropical cocktail.
That's true. If there's one thing you're saying, it's I love a tropical cocktail.
The the Campari, I think, stands out and acts as a beautiful, beautiful, what do you call it, like a platform for everything going here. It ties it together. The lemon juice, the sugar, the rum, the Campari. God, it's like elevated. The Campari sweet. It's citrusy.
Acts as like a nest with which the fruitful eggs of the rum and and simple syrup.
It sits on top of the pineapple juice in, I think, a really effective way. Because the pineapple juice can be a little overly sweet. Mm-hmm. Campari, while it's sweet in its own way, is definitely a bittering agent. Mm-hmm. As it's effectively a bitter. It's like some sort of citrusy kind. It's citrus, right? What is it? Grapefruity? I don't know.
It's grapefruit rind and pith.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's very pithy is its whole
thing. And I love it. I'm a pithy person.
I like this drink. I think it's the best rendition of any sort of Campari drink I've had. Because I know you were on your Negroni kick for a while, mm-hmm. and you were like trying to throw Campari into everything. And I was like, it just makes everything taste too pithy.
But I love it. I'm a bird.
You do.
I'm a bird. Just pecking away at the grape. I'm not
just ripping at
just
that.
Just ripping at it.
The peel.
God, I wish I had one here right now. I would totally just bite into it comically.
Oh, a grapefruit, not a bird. Sorry, that took me a second.
Not a bird.
You wouldn't just like.
Birds are friends. Birds are friends, not food.
Well, it is kind of amazing to me how mundane birds are when truly they're a feat of biological engineering. And I think that's what really motivated why I wanted to do this episode for the birds, because they're fantastic. They're amazing. They're just, how is it that just a creature can just zip around the skies and we're like, ugh, fucking birds.
How do I do it?
How do he do it?
I don't know. Birds actually are really amazing. My passion, not really so much, for birds comes from one thing and one thing only, and it's a book.
Which book?
Animorphs. Tobias, the red tail hawk. He, in the first book, is forced to stay in his morph to help the animorphs inside of the irk pool. Mm. And over the 2 hours, he gets stuck in the shape of a red-tailed hawk.
Fun bird fact. Did you know the voice of a red or the screech of a red-tailed hawk is usually dubbed over any other sort of majestic eagle, because it has the most cinematically majestic screech yeah, it's like that kind of piercing, like I'm here kind of whereas like all other eagles are just
yo
like eagles are not majestic sounding. They kind of just sound like angry chickens.
I'm already ahead in the episode. I'm excited. You know what a bald eagle sounds like?
What does a bald eagle sounds like?
Good morning, USA. It's good. Come on. Yeah, right?
Well, I guess we can just jump right into it. I guess we were going to save it for, not save it, but like there's so much we can get into.
All right, so we're...
But let's jump right into the segment that I think we've been waiting for all week.
I'm excited. This is my bird call. You see, I'm excited to call birds. I got my camera.
It's his bird calling call.
This is whenever I go birding.
Wait, how do you call birds? What do you say when?
Hey, yo, get down from here. Hey, let me take a picture of you. Hey, I like those wings.
Hey, bird.
Hey, yo, turn around. You should smell more.
So, with that said, we're going to start our favorite segment of this episode. It's going to be called What Does This Bird Sound Like? And here we have a little presentation, a series of slides. And we're going to go back and forth, and we'll pop these up, right? We're going to
Of course.
Okay.
Of course you're going to see right here. Ding. A picture.
So what I think, are we going to go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay. So
pick them at random too. This is going to be oh, God.
You're picking at random? Oh, awesome. So first
the rules.
What are the rules?
What are the rules? So we have here a series of bird photos that you're going to see right here. And right there, we're going to alternate. We're going to say the name of the bird. The other person is going to attempt to do the bird call. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting some kind of quipping and education in between.
Yeah.
You know, and then a hilarity will ensue. And we're going to assign random points.
Mm-hmm. Based on how good the call is.
Yeah.
Or based on, I think our rubric for scoring points would be, if we were that bird, would we respond to that call? Do we heed the call of other birds? So first on the list, I'm going to give this one, I'm going to pitch the bird to you, and you're going to tell me, what does that bird sound like? First up, we have the rock pigeon.
Oh, okay. So being from New York, I actually know the way this bird sounds very well.
And you're familiar.
Yeah, I am, actually. That's my fucking bread. That's my fucking bread. I'm flying here.
Hey, yo. That was pretty good.
If I'm correct, it goes like this. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? There you go.
That is one metal fucking bird.
That's a rock pigeon.
That's a very guttural. Oh, yeah. It's a rock.
It's a rock pigeon.
It's a rock flag and eagle.
Unless somebody is like, oh, actually, that's metal. That's not a rock. Okay, for you.
Metal falls under.
I'm a rock pigeon.
I'm a rock pigeon.
You think there's a bird enthusiast out there somewhere who's like, they're butchering bird sounds?
Any real like bird calling enthusiast is going to be appalled with this game. But that's okay.
There's some guy out there. He's like, actually,
that was really good, too. You do know your pigeons.
It's almost like I live in New York City.
Can I give you a little trivia fun fact about rock pigeons?
Yeah.
So did you know that rock pigeons are one of the few birds that create milk and feed their young with milk?
What?
Yep. Here's the thing.
What? No, you're fucking with me.
No, I am not fucking with you. Rock pigeons do this thing that's akin to lactation, but it's not like through mammary glands because only mammals have mammary glands.
Is it through
glands.
The cloaca?
No. Oh, other side. Actually, that's koalas, and that's they feed their young with their runny eucalyptus diarrhea. That's a thing. That's an actual thing.
Koala facts.
But we're not giving a shit about koalas right now. Those are marsupials, and they are not birds. No, pigeons make milk. Both the male and female pigeons make a nutrient-rich substance in the crop. That's like the kind of like pre-stomach throat lining that they then regurgitate to feed their young. And this lactation is a curd-like substance created from fat-filled cells that line the crop and is then, like I said, regurgitated to feed the squab or their little baby.
I think you're lying. You're telling me that male birds lactate?
Yeah.
Fucking liberal.
And they take care of their young.
Oh my God.
This milk is made up of protein around 60% and fat about 36%.
And same.
I feel that. Cream of the crop, brother. And a small amount of carbohydrates. And it also a range of vitamins, minerals, and antibodies, and does essentially the same what milk does for mammals as for the young as it does for them. It kind of gives them like a little immuno boost and gives them just the basic vitamins and minerals and like essentials so that they can grow big and strong and quickly. Whereas other baby birds have to rely on their parent bird going, and they don't lactate in the same way. They just kind of partially digest the stuff in order to then puke it back up.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that explains a lot. So when some of the birds are, when they're masticating the food, they're not just chewing it up. And I do know they're using the enzymes to break it down, but their enzymes are effectively fortified.
Yeah.
With stuff for the baby birds.
So not only are they just partially digesting, but they're also putting more stuff into it to make it more, to give the baby bird more stuff to digest.
Little baby bird.
Sorry, I started getting a little crop milk myself there.
Little baby bird.
While we're on the topic of pigeons, I've had a handful of heated, spirited debates with friends and foes alike that I want to make clear that though pigeons and birds are in the same family, and sometimes colloquially, not cloacally, colloquially, rock pigeons are also called rock doves, pigeons and doves are not the same species of bird. They are different things. There are Eurasian collared doves, and they are definitively different from pigeons. White pigeons are not doves.
You've been talking about this forever.
I am so heated. I feel so recently, a friend of mine was like, "Hey, what would you say like your biggest like personal flaw is?" And I says to him, I says, "I cannot be wrong." And that doesn't mean I'm always right, but I'm not wrong. And that doesn't mean we both can't be right, but I'm not wrong. And so I got into an argument with another friend who was like, "No. White pigeons are just doves. Like all doves are just white pigeons." And I vehemently,
"Do they think that all dogs are the same exact species?"
But no, that's even worse, because then it would be like all dogs can interbreed and stuff. No, it'd be like saying dogs and foxes,
that's true,
are both wolves. They are not.
No, they're not.
In fact, wolves aren't even, like, dogs aren't even wolves. They
look alike.
They share genetic ancestors. They are within the same familii, genus, but they are not the same species. And I get heated over incorrect or hubristic bird knowledge. Some people want to come to me with bird knowledge, and I'm telling them right now, they're flying too close to the sun.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. We were birding the other day, which is an actual thing that we did. It's disgusting.
But it's not disgusting. It was the time of my life.
It was great. And we were birding, and we're talking, and I'm like, "Oh yeah," I just say offhand, I'm like, "Yeah, rock doves." He turns to me and he goes, "You know," and I immediately, before he even finished, and I was like, "I know that they're not the same as doves."
I was about to go in.
You were.
I was about to go.
I knew better. Come on, I'm from New York. You think I don't know my pigeons? I know them really well.
You know your pigeons.
So what I want to do for you, right?
Yeah.
I want to do something for you, right? And for these guys here, these folks. I want to show everybody how you do a brand integration, okay? But we are not paid at all. I just want to since we're talking birds.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it'd be cool for my bird to be, one, tied to a movie. So I'm inspired by a remake of a popular 90s, I'm getting so old as the lady, 90s movie, mm-hmm, that featured Brandon Lee. I just kind of want to know, what does a crow sound like?
So, the crow sounds like... I haven't actually seen the movie. I don't know if he talks in it at all. Does he? Or is he just kind of an ominous spirit of like the Undertaker?
He does talk. He's like vengeful.
Yeah, but you
he's
don't.
He's like Spawn. He's literally like Spawn.
But you don't have to talk to be vengeful.
He's like Spawn.
Okay.
What does a crow sound like?
That's my best crow.
Is that really what a crow sounds like?
That's what all the crows I've heard sound like.
And I really know nothing about crows. Crows are, they're like, what do you call them? They eat like carrion and stuff like that. Are those crows? Are those like vultures?
Well, there are vultures too. Are you?
But I'm saying like the type of do they eat dead animals? Because not all animals.
Crows are omnivorous.
Oh,
actually, and they are opportunistic feeders. And so crows will actually, fun crow fact, some crows will take heavy-shelled nuts, such as walnuts, and will drop them either from very high distances in order to get them to crack, and they'll drop them on rocks. Or what they've done to adapt to human intervention in their habitats is they will drop their nuts on highways, get cars to run over them, and then go and collect the inside stuff from the shattered shells, which is also one of the leading causes of crow automobile deaths.
Too smart for their own good. But the ones that survive, they breed to be smarter.
And faster.
To be faster.
And better.
Crows, I think, are an interesting bird. From what I understand, I didn't know crows that well. I had one in my college class, and he was like, hey, I heard you saying some reductive things about crows. Just so you know, crows are smart too. Then he sat me down and started walking me through things that crows can do. You put crows can read very simple words or understand patterns,
mm-hmm.
like very well. So it's effective like reading. You can train them better than people were training the pigeons. They're extremely intelligent.
It's not harder to train crows. It's harder to domesticate crows. Because they are too smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think corvids in general are super neat. I saw a raven for the first time in the wild, like in passing this past year. I was in San Francisco at, what is it, Fort Funston? But it's just like this open state park in San Francisco along the coast, and there was a flock of ravens. Those fuckers are big. Have you ever seen one? Like, they're like the size of this megaphone.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Ravens are fucking huge. And you know what's terrifying? Is they do the thing that parrots do, where they can do like vocal mimicry. Yeah. And so when Edgar Allan Poe had a crow knock, knock, knocking at his chamber doors, and he said nevermore, he could have just heard that from somewhere else and was just repeating what he'd already said. And arguably, that kind of makes ravens a little bit dumber, because what, they're just gonna echo everything that they say? Like, they're not coming up with any new ideas, right? They're not dropping walnuts on roads, right? They're parroting.
As somebody who spent a lot of time sneaking in and out of Edgar Allan Poe's house, I know quite a bit about ravens, and I'm gonna give you a bonus bird sound.
Give me a bonus bird sound.
This is how ravens sound. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nevermore.
Yep, that's me.
Nevermore.
That is so Raven. You nailed that.
I definitely did.
All right, let's circle back to. All right, give me a. Or wait, no, you just did one, right? Or is it my turn?
I just did a bonus one. You gotta do one.
Okay. Yeah. Ask me which. Or
no, it's your turn.
No,
I just gave a bonus.
You show no, because you have to pick one of the birds out of the slideshow to then ask me what that bird sounds like.
You just did one.
Yeah, and then you did a bonus one, so now it's back to my turn.
Okay, I thought the bonus one didn't count. I gave myself a bird. I gave myself a bird.
You gave yourself a bird.
Okay, I got you.
Uh huh.
I need to hear exactly. All right. Oh God, hold on. I got to go back to the crow thing real quick.
Yeah.
You ever seen The Wiz?
I have, yes, it's been a while.
Need to get down from that there pole. And then Michael Jackson is the scarecrow. And then they're like taunting him and they're telling him, he's like, you're never going to get down from that there pole, dummy. And they're like, like, you listen here, dummy.
And they just sound like Red Fox from Sanford and Son?
Yes.
That
effectively, kind of, yeah.
Hmm.
No, they sound like Jive Cats. Because it's made by Motown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, it's not racist because they're black.
Well, in that case, James, what do these birds sound like?
Oh my God, what are these birds?
What?
The crows from Dumbo?
Do these birds sound like?
Oh
my
God. Oh shit. You know, there's been a lot of times I've seen Dumbo, so I'm going to go off the top of my mind.
Mm-hmm. How would you expect these birds to sound?
Well, I tell you, Dumbo, you don't they say a slur or something? I remember Dumbo being really problematic.
Because of these birds.
It's the birds, right?
It's just the representation of them.
Yeah.
Because they're not just crows. They're
black crows? What are they?
They're Jim
crows. Oh my God, they're fucking Jim crows. Oh my God, that is fucking actually a little hilarious. Oh my God.
That's what I told you beforehand. I was like, this is either going to be really funny or kind of offensive.
So if they're Jim crows, then it's more like a, you can't drink water over here, boy. Look at them big old ears.
There you go. That's
isn't that actually how it is?
Yeah.
Like, look at the, he's like, whoa, look at them ears. They're flapping around.
Yep. Though I do really like the bit where they're like, I've seen a horse fly,
mm-hmm,
and I've seen a house fly, but I've never seen an elephant fly. That's a funny joke. Like that's a good bit, right? If are objectively speaking, that's kind of funny.
Do you have any do you have any bird facts about Jim Crows?
They lasted a lot longer than they should have.
They went extinct in 1963.
Then
64? They went extinct around then.
Did they go extinct or did they just kind of evolve into a different type of bird?
I mean, they're still around. They're still around hanging out.
Like, they just don't look the same.
Now I have to get you in a bird because I did two in a row effectively.
Yeah, you did.
I actually know what this bird sounds like quite a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Which bird is it?
And I know quite a bit about this bird. We have a lot in common.
Mm.
We're statuesque.
Uh huh.
And beautiful.
Gorgeous.
We're multicolored. A peacock.
You want to hear my peacock?
I'll tell you something. I would love to hear how your peacock sounds.
Okay, so for realsies, like a peacock actually kind of sounds like this, because I've been to a handful of like animal sanctuaries and stuff like that where they just have wild, or not wild.
The Bronx Zoo. They just wander around.
They just wander around.
Are they hard to keep? Why do they let them do that?
They don't do much.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because the Bronx Zoo, you would think at a zoo they would keep all the animals in the enclosures.
But peacocks just kind of hang out.
But the peacocks literally just walk around. Nobody bothers them. They don't, like, fly. Occasionally they peacock.
They're just fancy turkeys.
They are, though. But they're not, because turkeys can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, they're less territorial. But they can still get pretty mean. Okay, here's my actual peacock call.
Girl, you work that shit.
I picture that every peacock religiously watches RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh my God. So who are you imitating just now?
Just the general vibe.
You better peacock for your life.
You gotta sissy that walk. That's what. But okay, here's my actual peacock call, because I kind of do a good peacock call, and in case we ever need to get pulled up to the big leagues of bird calling, this is gonna be part of my submission reel.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, they're
that's actually
they're pretty
close.
Distinct. It's a fun little distinct call. That was fun. Did you know that peacocks are indigenous to the Indian subcontinent and like around Java and just that kind of like.
Java? Isn't that coffee? I'm American. I don't know geography.
You got them. You got all of them. Like Indonesia and India, and that's just where peacocks are.
Oh, that's
endemic
why
to.
They called the coffee that. Because it comes from Indonesia, which makes lots of coffee.
Oh, that. Wait, that did actually just kind of click for me.
That is.
A hot cup of Java. Yeah.
Coffee regions, Indonesia, Peru, Hawaii, right, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting harder because the frost is reaching up higher in the it's getting lower in the mountains.
Oh, no.
So it's getting harder for them to get the coffee. Birds love coffee.
Birds, beans, yeah.
Because the coffee cherry itself is, it's kind of like a currant. It's like kind of a thick skin, and it has like a pretty sweet but thin layer of, like, I guess you call it mucilage, like the actual flesh.
Oh, uh-huh.
Of the fruit, and then the seed, which is like white. And then the birds eat the seeds. They bug out.
And they're vibing. They're just,
they be vibing.
They're just buzzing.
You ever been to a club and you just see the bird like go like this? That's what happened.
That's a coffee bird.
You know what I say, though? In my club, I don't want no pigeons. No pigeons are allowed.
No pigeons?
No pigeons.
What about rock pigeons? What about passenger pigeons?
Rock pigeons can perform there.
Oh.
They can perform there.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
You know?
And
that kind of rock, like a...
Like an Ellie Fitzgerald?
Yeah. Kinda.
Oh, no. Okay. I got one for you now. Back to, what does this bird sound like?
Da-da-da! What does this bird sound like?
Up next, for you, James, what does the Baltimore Oriole sound like?
Wow. I didn't even know that's a bird. I'm really...
It is a true... it's distinguished by its orange and black plumage, orange breast and wing area.
That's baseball, the team that's named after the...
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And isn't their colors like orange?
And black.
And black, right?
They are a baseball team that said, this is our mascot, and we are staying true to the brand.
I'm going to try to earnestly, without a joke, think of what I think a Baltimore Oriole sounds like. Give me a second.
Get into character.
I'm not even joking. I'm really trying to think. What kind of bird is it? You know, let me look at the picture.
Here's the picture. It's of the perching variety. These are the types of birds that...
I can't whistle. I feel like it's a whistling bird. I can't whistle.
Like a tweeting kind of?
Yeah, I can't really whistle, so what I'm gonna do is, I need you to imagine that this is tweeting, okay? So it's like, tweet, 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 kind of like that.
Oh, I like the little trill that you added to it.
Yeah, because sometimes, everybody always thinks the bird, no, they sometimes use longer and shorter, you know, yeah.
Which, funny enough, well, not funny, but interestingly enough, parrots... A lot of tropical parrots have individual names and greetings for each other. So there was a study done.
I mean, so do we. Wow, what a fucking surprise! Nobody's giving me an award.
Well, the parrots didn't get an award either. They were just like, "Huh, neat." And
well, we're talking about them. Please tell me more about that.
Can you give these goddamn parrots a break? I mean.
They can do everything. They can just do anything.
They can just do it all.
I can't do impressions. You got a pigeon out here being like, my name is James. Fuck you, pigeon. I'm not pigeon. Parakeet.
A macaw. Yeah, they studied a bird within a flock going to like different portions. Like there was a whole flock in a tree, and then the bird would go to different branches. And then as it's flying to each group of the branch, that group would tweet. Or make a call that would then be echoed by the new bird who would then respond with it. And then that bird would then go to another group in that same flock. And then that group would, again, call them by the same pattern of vocalizations. And then it would be like a call and response, basically being like, hey, look who's here. Parrot Jim's over there. Hey, Parrot Jim. And then Parrot Jim comes up and he's like, it's me, Parrot Jim. Hey, Parrot, I'm a parrot.
Got them in the back. Oh, Parrot Jim.
I fucking
every
hate
time
that.
This fucking guy comes here, he smells like macaw.
I can't fucking stand Parrot Jim. Me neither. That guy sucks. That's, and also,
they suck.
They do not rock.
Look at you. You're friends. I'm about to steal this if I don't pour it in.
Yeah,
your cup.
You should.
So I'm just gonna treat this real quick.
I appreciate it.
There we go.
Wow, you've topped me off.
Yeah, because I feel like that was the right amount. There we go.
Solid.
You know what parakeets do, though?
What do parakeets do?
They turn their phones off during podcasts.
Well, you know, we had to have the phone on so that we could all see the slideshow because
I have
we
the
don't
slideshow.
We don't get to see this popping up. Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What does a fucking Baltimore Oriole sound like?
No, you kind of nailed it with like a.
It is right. It's Tweety. All right.
Like that kind of deal.
What kind of bird is Woodstock?
I think Woodstock is a parakeet.
He doesn't talk though.
He doesn't.
Woodstock just makes like silent noises.
Or he might be a finch. You know what? We can find this out. What kind of bird is Woodstock?
I think that Woodstock is, I think he's somewhat of an older bird. You think he's really exotic, actually, you know, but it's really from like Ohio or something. It's a simple bird.
You know what? You actually just hit the nail on the head. According to the Charlie Brown fandom, Woodstock, also known as Licky in some of the earlier cartoons, is a bird species that is part of the bunting family and closely related to the northern cardinal. So yeah, you're right. It was kind of a mundane. Well, I don't think you guys out here in the Northeast really appreciate cardinals. In the same way that, like,
I mean, they touch children, so I don't.
What? Oh my god!
You ever been to St. Peter's Cathedral during Mass? First of all, I thought it was in Latin, but
it took me a second to make the connection. I was like, oh okay.
He's like, yeah. He's like, what?
I was thinking of sports teams, and I was like, Penn State's thing is not the Cardinals. That's different. But yeah, they don't have cardinals out west. So when I saw a little gathering of them for the first time when I moved out here, I was like, "Oh my god, it's you guys!" Like from the mascots, like from the sports teams. I didn't realize how prevalent they were. What we do have a lot of where I grew up were Blue Jays, and so we had a lot of Blue Jays, which are also part of the Corvid family related to crows and magpies and the like. Just another little fun fact for you. Birds are so neat.
I hit you with Woodstock. Says my turn, I guess. Right?
Well, I didn't have to say what it sounded like. So why don't you give me a bird?
Okay, I got you. What do you think? Well, I know you know what one sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But what I need is, because I realize not everybody knows what one actually sounds like. I used to live near these all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does a cock sound? How does a rooster sound?
Well, a rooster, all the roosters I know sound like this. Now I say, boy, now I say, what you coming into this chicken coop for? I don't see any chicken hawks around here. You just look like a little chicken. Now, why don't you say, boy, why don't you go on back to that whole chicken hawk nest?
Well, I tell you what, boy.
What are you doing with that old shotgun there, boy? What's going on there?
Foghorn, leghorn, looking ass.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. It was a foghorn. I did actually grow up with neighbors that had roosters, and surprisingly enough, they don't just cock-a-doodle-do in the morning.
Nope, they do that shit all day.
They
wake up.
Yeah, and it's not when the sun comes up. It can be whenever the hell they feel like it.
2 a.m. I can do it, but I don't want to do it into the mic.
Or kind of more like a chickadee-kickadee-kee.
Or the, oh! Ah! Yeah, they do all different. They're actually really, they're interesting. They have different varieties.
Well, it depends on what they're trying to get from
you. True.
The roosters, they'll put on a show if you just give them a little something.
You know.
You know the scene in Arrested Development where the entire family is doing their rooster calls?
Barely.
Oh, it's a good scene. You should check it out.
Yes, actually, I do remember.
No, that's it. That's the end of the bit. That's the end of the bit.
Damn. I guess they ended too close to the sun.
All right, James. What does this bird sound like? Pidgeotto from Pokemon.
Pidgeotto, actually, it's not a joke. First of all, let me make sure that I look at this and see what bird it is.
It's Pidgeotto.
It is a Pidgeotto. I had to make sure.
What, you think I was going to put a Pidgey or a Pidgeot?
Yes, I did.
You think I didn't do ample enough research beforehand to know which Pokemon I'm putting up here?
This is how a Pidgeot sounds. You ready?
Wait. Take me through the evolutions.
Okay.
Take me on a journey. I want to see growth and character arc.
Well, I mean, first of all.
Are you giving me show or are you giving me game? What's it giving?
First of all, I am a true Pokemon master, okay? You cannot mess with me, okay? People don't understand this, okay? But if you feed your Pidgey Pinat berries, we have a problem, okay? We have a problem.
Why?
Okay?
What does that do? Why is a Pinat berry bad for a Pidgey's health?
I need the 10 HP.
Oh.
When you feeding valuable things to Pidgey, this is how Pidgey sounds.
That was pretty.
That's how the game sounds.
That is how the game sounds. That was actually really spot on. That's the best impression I've heard you do.
All the games sound like that. I know what some of them sound like Mew. It's like, damn, I can't do it. It's like low pitch, high pitch. But in the show, because all the Pokemon in the show, right? You got a Charmander, right? But Charmander doesn't go Charmander all the time, right? Charmander goes Char, Char, Charman, Charmander. And sometimes he goes, you know, they make sounds.
Or he'll do a Char,
Charmander. You know.
I like that one where they're like, And you can see the disappointment in their little Pokemon eyes.
Well, you'll notice if you look. Right, what's the pelican one? I know all the bird, I know all the goddamn Pokemon, but my brain just died.
Oh, that's the pelican.
Yeah, you got your pelicans. You got
Is it a pelican?
No, it's a wingull.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Then you have wingull and you have seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The thing is that even in the show, they don't go pelican. They make kind of birdie type sounds.
Yeah, it kind of fits the.
Because they're birds. I guess Pikachus can go Pika and birds just go, oh.
Well, it does kind of have like, it does say its name.
It's
just
like,
with
it's like. It's like, yeah, it's like birdie. It's like, Pidgey! I can't do it.
Pidgeotto!
Yeah, it's like.
It kind of sounds like Toad, really.
Pidgeotto!
Pidgeotto!
Oh, that was good. That was, you nailed that.
Yeah. I had to figure it out because it is.
There you go.
Yeah, because it's not, you know, and it's like, come.
Yeah, because it's doing its swift attack. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was, yeah. I'm impressed.
Little did know, he's like, man, you can't do a Krunk. You know, I can't do Krunk. I can't do Jerry Seinfeld, but I can imitate a person that I met 15 years ago that nobody else knows. So I do a really good job of it. It's really,
it's a great impression. It's really sad. If you ever meet this friend,
it's like, yo, is it, if you meet Joshua, you can be like, whoa,
James does a great Joshua.
Does a great Joshua. I was like, oh my god,
solid.
It's like, man, it's like, you know what? It's like, yo, James, what's going on, man? You're thinking nobody talks like that. Joshua does.
Joshua does. But Joshua's not a bird. So
he is a bird, actually.
Joshua the bird.
No, this is the thing. I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua was a tropical bird.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of tropical bird was Joshua?
I don't know. I think he's from Puerto Rico or something.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a...
So he's a love bird.
He's a little loose. Damn, I didn't even expect the Pidgeotto. You know what? That means I need to know, because I saw one here, and I thought you were going to give it to me, and I thought I would have done a good job, actually. But I need to know.
There's still time.
What this bird sounds like.
What does this bird sound like?
I need to know how. First, what kind of bird is Iago from Aladdin?
Hmm.
And how does he sound?
Well, I can answer the first question because I did some research. The bird that Iago is based off of, some people may think it's a red macaw. They would be wrong. Yeah.
It's not a red macaw?
It's not a red macaw. It's actually a red lory, which is indigenous to the area, or more tropical regions of the... what's the opposite of sub? Of the Dom Sahara region?
How did it end up in Agrabah? A mixture of, like, five countries. How did Iago end up in Agrabah? How did Iago end up in racist town name? Racist fake?
Wind currents. You know, they get up there, they start flying around. Fun fact. Some birds can actually sleep while flying or migrating by turning off only half of their brain at a time. And this is through a thing called unihemispheric,
unihemispheric
slow wave sleep. And they can sleep half their brain at a time, keeping one eye open. Are we gonna get sued for me saying sleep with one eye open?
That's crazy. Whoa.
So they don't have to grip their pillow tight. They can exit light anyway and fly and stay alert. A lot of waterfowl do this as well because they are ground nesting and therefore need to just be aware if a predator is close by. And so they'll never really be fully asleep. It's also thought that some dolphins can do this as well.
I need to do that.
Right? Just kind of sleep half your brain at the time.
Just imagine just playing fucking Civilization, just one eye open.
And just kind of half.
But every time you do that, you don't do well.
I mean, you do well.
You do well enough, but you can't do any battles.
You're stuck on print.
Because that's the other side. So when you sleep that side, it's like build up your city, and get your grain and shit, then go to sleep this side, wage war.
Mm-hmm. It's, you got your violence and then your development. So Iago from Aladdin, a red lory, sounds like this. Welcome to Aladdin. What?
Welcome to Aladdin. Wait, fucking.
What? What's the difference between Jafar and Jaclose?
What's the difference?
One of them is really far away.
And the other one's
a little bit closer. R.I.P. Gilbert Gottfried.
Man, oh God, I really thought, I'm gonna be honest, I thought you were gonna do a 9/11 joke.
Too soon. Too soon.
Tell that to him.
Someone's gotta break the seal.
I know, right? Somebody out there's gonna be mad. They're like, oh, I can't believe Gilbert Gottfried's dead. You know what? I have a feeling that I don't think he'd care that much. He'd probably say something like, "Are these fucking nobodies?
Who's gonna be the first one to do a dead Gilbert Gottfried joke? That's who I respect." Okay, James, on to the next one. This one, I think you should know what these birds sound like. So if you need any accompaniment, feel free to tag me in. But James, what do these birds sound like?
What are the birds?
The eagles.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember how Hotel California goes, so I need a little accompaniment. What the fuck is that? Is that how it sounds in your head? What? Is that? That doesn't sound right to me. What's happening?
I'm still doing the musical.
He's doing the part. I don't know. He's doing the part that nobody knows.
Oh, on a dark desert highway. A cool wind.
I was
going
to skip to the part that everybody knows. I don't know.
A warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My voice grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway.
Who knows all of the words to Hotel California?
In the mission. People from California.
Every single word.
Every single one of them.
Everybody in New York knows all the different New York songs?
You know at least from one of them.
New York. So I can do the same thing. Like, Hotel California.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Any time of year, you can find us here.
Yeah, like, I know that. I know the rhythm, but I don't fucking know what the. I'll say we've had this conversation before, in that I 100% know every Eagles song. And if you put the Eagles song, I really thought I didn't know the Eagles. I was walking around like, I don't know the Eagles. And I put the Eagles on. I went through every song. Not only do I know all the songs, when they're playing, I know all the words. Because they're just everywhere. You're like bombarded by
it's
Eagles.
Just etched into your brain.
I feel like prey at this point. I want to know something. Why? So you know back in the day, you used to call women birds?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it had to do with like
misogyny,
but in that misogyny, like kind of being like, oh, they're delicate, but also there's something to be hunted, and also they're
flighty,
and also what are the things that you harvest birds for?
Oh, also, I think you could say that. People, because some birds collect shiny things. Like crows do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they collect shiny things and stuff like that. So I guess, I don't know.
But what do humans get from birds by hunting them? Like, what are
eggs
the
eggs and the meat? And
but what are the meats?
The breast and the thigh.
The breast and the thighs, the legs, and the rump.
And no head.
Yep.
Wow. Misogyny was...
Unless it's a chicken.
I'm not giving misogyny a pass here, but misogyny was cooking a little bit.
They were at least clever.
Only because that's, like, better than just calling a woman something dumb. Calling a woman a bird, there's, like, you have to, like... There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, I mean, in defense of misogyny's lack of creativity, or I guess... Because they also call women lizards sometimes.
What?
Yeah, you ever heard of a lot lizard?
No, but I kind of already know what that is because they have the same thing in like wrestling. So I don't know what a lot lizard is, but it sounds a lot like a what? I don't want to use it. It's derogatory. It's like that's a really like a ring rat.
Kinda.
Only at the lot.
Like for truck drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a ring rat.
Uh-huh.
Is a woman that the men disrespect. They manipulate, really. They have sex with because they think they're famous and they pass them around. But then they say that they're the ones just hanging around. They call them ring rats. The same thing.
Oh, lot lizards are working.
Well, some ring rats are working too.
Oh, good for them.
But I think ring rats, it's a little mixed because I think lot lizards, I think the adult people who are doing sex work there are different because some women are doing that around wrestling, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I don't know if they... Do you think they like being called lot lizards? I don't know.
I think those who are in the profession own the title.
I can see that.
You know? It's one of those kinds of things. I'm trying to think of some more fun bird facts.
Oh, yeah. Before we have to wrap up, you got to hit me with the bird facts.
I'm going to hit
you... How about this? Hit me with a bird fact. Right, we're gonna do because we only have like 5 minutes left. Right, hit me with a bird fact.
Okay,
and then also a bird. And do the bird fact.
We have to wrap up real quick.
Hit the bird fact, then throw me a bird. After the fact, I'm gonna try to imitate the bird.
Okay, here it is.
Rapid fire birds.
Fun bird fact: did you know woodpeckers are actually named after two different words for penis? Because they're dicks. And another
that's fun, my woodpecker.
Fun bird fact about woodpeckers is a lot of them have like extended tongues so that they can get to the grubs in the branches and stuff that they're pecking at. And in order to house the tongue within their mouth so that they can like, because your tongue can only go out so far because we only have so many muscles that attach to our skull to let the tongue go out. So they have muscles that wrap in like a fork shape or a V shape back around their skull and to the point where there's like 2/3 of their tongue comes back and wraps around their skull when they're, when it's not in tongue use. So then it can jut out. And in doing so, the extra tissue around their skull allows them to have repeated high impact with hard surfaces without getting concussed.
So if you're going to be hard, have a hard head, you have to have a tongue that works.
You gotta you gotta have tongue game.
Also, there is an episode of Woody Woodpecker where they show like an X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, which we said makes sense, I think like a lot of children's cartoons, they did that thing where they tied in reality because you can kind of see the musculature being kind of strange.
It is wild.
And I didn't understand what I was looking at.
It's so neat.
Wow. Birds
are so neat. So as we're wrapping up, let's do a quick rank tier list. Favorite
okay.
types of birds. I got a couple categories on here for us to think about. I think at the top of my bird list is going to be waterfowl. Ducks, geese, swans, any type of duck that can it can do it all. You know, it can be on water, it can be on land, it can be in air. They migrate, they can swim. I really particularly love a loon. And a loon also has that, like, cool, like, recognizable, like, whoo, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it? Like, you'd hear, it's, like, if you're on a still, quiet lake and you hear a loon call, you'd be like, that's a loon. So I think my number, like, my top three is going to be waterfowl. Coming in a close second is going to be the flightless birds that are just kind of afraid of heights. Like not so there's like the leggy boys, as I have them in the show notes, and that's like your ostriches, your emus, your cassowaries, which those are all also kind of in like their separate things, but like they're legs, right? And then you have your swimmy boys, and those are like penguins, and they're flightless because they've adapted to the water. And then you have ones like the kiwi, or like that one other parrot from that island, like near New Zealand, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm, they're mm-hmm. just ground dwelling because that's just their vibe. They just they don't have any ground predators, and so they didn't really need to fly too much, and now they're just kind of just hanging out on the ground, and they'll like waddle from place to place. Like they don't have overly developed legs, but they're just there for the good time. And I love those kinds of birds. They seem like a good vibe. Who are your top three kinds of birds?
I've actually thought about this for quite a while. Number one, cartoon birds.
Ooh, cartoon birds.
Love a cartoon bird. Downsides, right? They're not always there, but also they're not always there. But turn them off.
You can just be like, bird, bye, bird.
My number two is going to be parakeets that other people own.
Yeah.
No, they're cute. They're amazing. They're really fun. They're really cool. What kind of bird would you are parakeets? Those kind of tropical.
They're in the parrot family.
Yeah, they're parrots. Yeah, mm. I love parrots.
Parakeets don't have all the same attributes that parrots have. And so they're in like some sort of subclass of parrot, but they're related. They're intermingled in there.
I'm gonna be edgy. I'm gonna throw a little love to the humble pigeon.
Oh.
Because I think pigeons get a bad rap. We were talking about this before, and you know me, I can't end an episode without a soapbox. They're not dirty. We're dirty. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with like rodents and stuff, right? Like a city rat is not that different, as an example, than a vole. But because we live in a city, when you see pigeons, they're filthy because they live in our filth.
It's true.
We have taken over their environment, and we've steeped them in ick.
And then we also put up anti-bird architecture in order to further our separation of these pigeons from a fruitful living environment. Like, we have made their survival that much harder to then for us to look at, to look down at them even more. Like, we could be more accommodating to pigeons, and instead of creating architecture that just tries to drive them away, what if we set up bird boxes?
Soapbox time. Just saying. We treat houseless people like pigeons. Exactly. That's it.
Wait, you said the allegory out loud. Wait, the...
I had to do it. I had to do it.
Thanks for listening.
Only because I figured somebody wouldn't get it.
Oh, okay.
So
in case it didn't go over...
I knew that somebody was not going to get it. Or they'd be like, oh, there we go. Okay, I told it to you out loud. Okay? Yes. We treat people like rodents.
Or...
Well, we consider them to be rodents. Or I know they're not, but that people consider them
stay in
flying
theme,
rodents.
James.
They consider them to be flying rodents.
There you go.
We call them flying rats.
We do.
So
yeah, that's true. Okay, you got me there. Though, okay, technically bats are more akin to flying rats than pigeons. Anyway, thanks for joining us on a fantastic episode of
Was That in Good Taste?
Was That in Good Taste? This one was for the birds, and now we gotta migrate home from here.
My name is James Beery.
My name is Chandler Phillips. You can catch us on all of our Instagrams and socials. Mine's going to be Chandler Does Jokes. Yours is going to be...
Living Dad Joke.
That's a good one.
Living underscore dad underscore joke.
Solid.
Drinking?
Is not recommended. No, it is. Just drinking. It's not required.
But it is.
Recommended.
Recommended. Man, I love birds.
Bye, bye.
My girlfriend's going to be upset when she finds out that it's using her camera as a prop.
What if she finds out?
You know she's a question.